Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict greeted tens of thousands of people at an open-air mass today in Yaoundé. It was the highlight of the Cameroonian leg of his apostolic trip to Africa. Festus Tarawali tells us more.
Solemn, colorful, lively, participatory, and inclusive. These are just some of the adjectives that best describe the high mass on a sunny Thursday morning at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium here in Yaoundé. Thousands of faithful began heading to the sports complex in the early hours of the morning, while tens of thousands of others lined the streets leading to the stadium, waving and shouting with joy as Pope Benedict made his way to the venue. The event was the high point of the Pope's coming to this country. Cardinals, bishops, priests, religious and the lay faithful have all come to Yaoundé to join the Holy Father in launching a new era in the Church in Africa at the Service to Reconciliation, Justice and Peace, which is the theme of the Second African Synod and the reason for the celebration of Thursday morning. The Church in Africa is trying to come to terms with the numerous problems facing it, such as conflicts, poverty, hunger and the abuse of power and corruption. The Church also has a daunting task in trying to make itself more relevant and more attentive to the challenges of evangelization in a continuously globalized world. Little wonder then that the Pope precisely touched on some of these issues in his homily.
Just as in other continents, the family today in your country and across Africa is experiencing a difficult time. But fidelity to God will help see it through. Certain values of the traditional life have been overturned. Relationships between different generations have evolved in a way that no longer favors the transmission of accumulated knowledge and inherited wisdom. Too often, we witness a rural exodus, not unlike that known in many other periods of human history. The quality of family ties is deeply affected by this. Uprooted and fragile members of the younger generation, who often, sadly, are without gainful employment, seek to cure their pain by living in ephemeral man-made paradises, which we know will never guarantee the human being a deep, abiding happiness.
The Pope exhorted the people of Africa to trust in God and not to be carried away by false glories and false ideals, but to recognize the true author of life.
Chers frères dans l'Épiscopat, président des conférences épiscopales nationales et régionales d'Afrique et de Madagascar.
The second part of the celebration saw the presentation of the Instrumentum Laboris to the bishops of Africa. The Instrumentum Laboris contains a summary of the responses to the questionnaire in the lineamenta or framework document that was submitted to the 32 episcopal conferences, as well as to those of the 25 departments of the Roman Curia and the Union of Superiors General after its publication in 2006. After his address to the bishops, the Pope handed the document to the representatives of the national, regional, and continental bishops' conferences of Africa. There was more singing and jubilation as he waved and blessed the participants on his exit from the stadium in the company of Cameroon's President Paul Biya and his family. With the Pope in Yaoundé, I am Festus Tarawali.